repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Okay, you're on the radio, 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some gay.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Come on, put your hands up.
This is Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, also 101.9 FM and cable. Streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and at the start of the set, at just 12 o'clock there, we heard from Urban Blight, brand new from the More Reality 12-inch EP. It's on Slasher Records out of Toronto, Ontario. Urban Blight from Toronto as well. This one was produced by Jonah Falco from Career Suicide. And yeah, 10-song, 12-inch orange vinyl. So if there's something you'd like to hear on this show or the upcoming shows of Generation Annihilation, you can always give me a call up here, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Out of Ottawa, Ontario, we're going to hear some Germattack, brand new on MCR Records. You're going to hear the title track of their newest, They Live, We Sleep. Here we go.
We accept the fact we
is Watty from Exploited, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Size. man! Face the monster, face this man!
Gods are born in the USA. They play speed metal now. So they say they sold out. Still you have to pay to see your gods from the USA. Gods are born in the USA. They ride skateboards now. So they say, you wanna play, then you have to pay to be like your god from the USA.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, we heard from Germ Attack from the Day You Live, We Sleep release. MCR Records out of Japan heard the title track and followed with some classic Exploited from the Punk's Not Dead reissue on Anagram Records, one of the bonus tracks, and from a single, Dead Cities. Love that song, 1981, Secret Records, and you gotta love that early Exploited. I mean, ignore the bad metal and, sweat shorts that they, bad dreadlocks that you see now with the Exploited. This is real punk. Yes, Dead Cities. Going back to 1981, as I said, followed with some Chaos UK from the Heard It, Seen It, Done It release album of covers. We heard them doing Sick of You by The Users, Chaos UK out of Bristol. Followed with some Disorder out of Bristol as well from the Violent World record. Going back to 1988, Gods Are Born in the USA. And, yeah, followed with some Violent Arrest, another act out of Bristol from the Criminal Record double 7-inch release. Criminal Record on Great Mistake Records. We had a track called In Ruins. And, yeah, right about this time, gonna get into some cross-stitched eyes.
World. Oil barrel. watching. Another moving target. More blood on your supplies. More blood for the price of red death. Nailing you to the wall. I'm nailing you to the Spanish mystic. Nailing you to the wall. I'm nailing you to the wall. I'm nailing you to the Spanish mystic. I'm nailing you to the wall. Shots ring out to scream. Who wants to play Roman soldier that lives inside of me? Forever.
from the accused, and you're part of the Annihilation Generation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Started the set off with Cross-Stitched Eyes. Connor Rock on Alternative Tentacles Records. Cross is the name of the track. Followed with some Killing Joke going back to 2003. Self-titled release of theirs, Total Invasion. Followed with some Christian Death. Originally came out 1982. Some goth punk for you. Name of the release was called Only Theater of Pain. And yes, this one had Rick Agnew from the Adolescents on guitar. And ended the set off with Meebix doing Winter, brand new for 2009, a re-recording of an early 80s track of theirs. And yeah, see Meebix if you get a chance. They're back together and they're awesome playing after 22 years. And yes, you can read an article or read an interview with them in the latest edition of Maximum Rock and Roll. It's pretty cool, and there's also an interview with this band here, Born Dead.
Come on.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Three songs in that last set, starting off with Born Dead from the Repetition release. Heard a track called Security, followed with some Behind Enemy Lines out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Turning a Blind Eye on Profane Existence Records, and we followed with Witch Hunt, their latest, As Priorities Decay, track called Void, Witch Hunt out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we got another 15 minutes to go in the show, and we're going to hear a band who you probably know. They're called The Clash.
Oh, In the lounge of class distinction, rank and number neatly sprawled. In the luxury of income sat the new boy feeling cold. Sat there thinking, where's the toilet? Dropped his cigarettes and coughed. Waiting for a chance to pick them up. That's when the lights went off. Sat there thinking it was funny. Fear subsiding with the lighting. Turn the lights on, someone shouting. Found himself alone and smiling. Shattered by his own deception, he looked round for helpful clues. Men in suits and glaring glasses calmly watched him look confused. Carpet silence, stifled whispers, when did something mean so much? Just the emptiness of silence, just the feeling, not the touch. Nervous words of introduction to the instant silent stares. Felt as if he wasn't wanted. Finally, he wasn't there. Then he wished that he was back. Somehow made the silence crack. Concluded like we all have done. Some people make you feel no one.
From the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right, getting close to the end of another edition of Generation Annihilation here. Started off with the Clash singles collection that I picked up at HMV. Oh my God, did I admit that over the air? Yes, Epic Records. Major label stuff. I gotta admit, though, I got this one for cheap and listened to it last week, and I came to conclusion that song that we heard is probably my favorite Clash song, or is my favorite Clash song, Complete Control. Great song. And we followed with Red London from the Best of Red London on Knockout Records. Heard a track called Friends Forever, and we followed up with Subhuman's 2929 Split Vision. Brand new reissue for 2009 on blue vinyl, which I'm sure looks beautiful over the airwaves. Heard a track called New Boy. And like I said, we're getting close to the end. We're going to hear a couple of bands that are playing tonight at the Media Club. A band out of Allentown, Pennsylvania called Piss Jeans and the Beeline. So yeah, let's get into those. And that'll probably take us into Power Chord or close to it. This is the Piss Jeans.
Yeah!
slam at the end?
Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Heard two tracks by the B-Lines, Social Retard and Busy Man off their Nominal Records 7-inch. And we heard from the Piss Jeans, King of Jeans, their latest on Sub Pop Records. Piss Jeans out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. And the track we heard was called Human Upskirts. So yes, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you'd like to view our playlist, www.streetpunkradio.com, podcast of this show and all Generation Annihilation shows are available on the CITR site, www.citr.ca. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good rest of the weekend and stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
It's only a dream, 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 it's only a dream.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Something like an international champion.
Hey, welcome to this week's show. This is the Hour of the Metal. This is Jeff the Metal Pimp, also here
it's
with me.
Ron.
There we go. Gonna another 2 hours of some metal for you folks out there. I'm gonna play some requests as of from last week. Some Forbidden again. Those guys are gonna be in town this coming Wednesday at the Bourbon.
It's been a long
finally.
Time.
Yes, I have never seen these guys, so I'm really,
yeah,
really looking forward to it.
Your neck ripped off.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Anyways, any news, any things we should be talking about? Or
I don't know. I've got some. I got the new Udo album, and I got a new Megadeth song, another new
Mega
one.
Who?
Mega Who, yeah. And I don't know, news-wise, I was just kind of blown away seeing this last night that Ozzy Osbourne has got a 9-year-old guitarist who's going to
be
playing
rehearsing with him,
but he's also going to be playing, I guess, one song at this Blizzard Fest.
Check it out on YouTube if you haven't already. He's a 9-year-old Japanese kid that just rips on
it. He's like a young Randy Rhoads. I mean, he played it note for note. And this was on the Ellen show, and she had Ozzy come out at the end, and the kid was just like blown away that Ozzy came out. But this
very
kid,
cute. Not that you'd hear that word on parkour, but
no,
very
but
cute.
He even had the spotted guitar and that. Just he really amazing, really just shredded. It was really good. So anyway, the thing with Ozzy now, and there's starting to be a rebuttal about it, of course. Zach's not too happy because Ozzy's decided to go with Gus G as his new guitarist. Now, whether or not that's going to go beyond the Blizzard Festival or not, I don't know. But I guess the real truth is that Ozzy felt that the stuff started to sound too much like Black Label Society, so he wanted to sort of try and do something a little different.
Something that sounds like Ozzy?
And, of course, Zach wasn't too happy about that, so there's a little bit of a rebuttal there.
So that is maybe next year's Ozfest, maybe they won't have Black Label Society on the main stage anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Well, they'll probably work it out. They say they're brothers. All right, anyway, what's next?
I'm just going to kick off with Burst from the Lazarus Bird album. And
now, this group isn't together anymore?
No, they're going to do one tour with Gojira in the fall, doing a North American tour. But, of course, as in Canada, I think they're only doing out in